Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass.
Okay, that sounds like it could be bad. Okay.
This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things.
Nothing good has ever come out of New York City.
And for that, I apologize.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I do kiss people on the forehead. I do kiss people on the cheek. I do kiss people on the hand.
I must tell you, that seems a little inappropriate.
I do embrace people. I do hug people.
What? Could I have a hug?
No.
Give me a hug.
No way.
Come here.
I'm not coming over there.
Let's go.
Forget it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number. If you'd like to give us a call, we're going to keep going with the Cuomo stuff. We got a lot of Biden cuts to play too, some more crazy stuff from him. But I think mainly we'll be talking about Cuomo and his situation. You know, it's odd that it looks like Cuomo's on his last legs here. And he's the governor of the second largest Democrat-run state in the country. And the governor of the largest Democrat-run state in the country, California, is also got one foot on a banana peel and the other one in an open grave. Gavin Newsom, he's facing a recall election next month, and it's really nip and tuck whether he's going to make it or not. It's about running about 50-50 whether he's going to be recalled or not. And if he's recalled, the front runner right now to take his place is Larry Elder, talk show host, the black talk show host from L.A., who's you've seen him a million times on Fox, and he's doing very well in the polls. And it's, wouldn't it be something? I mean, you'd still have a Democrat governor in New York with the lieutenant governor, but you could have a Republican governor in California, in Sacramento. And I mean, Larry Elder would be a real Republican as opposed to Caitlyn Jenner. All right, 844-500-4242. Governor Baker has said these are terrible allegations against Governor Cuomo, but at least he didn't grope anybody on an airplane. No, he didn't really say that. I made that up. I couldn't resist. That's what Cuomo said too. 844-500-4242. This is really, the more I read into this report, it's just really sick. I mean, posing for that picture with that woman who was apparently in her 30s after he had just groped her. I mean, how horrible is that? He's got this smirk on his face, and then he tells it to send the picture to another one of his female aides who he's also accused of sexually assaulting. I mean, the guy's a perv. I mean, he really did spend too much time in Hyannisport, vacationing with the family. Although I read somewhere that he told Chris that the Kennedys didn't like him. They considered him a clown. When you're considered a clown by the third generation Kennedys, I mean, you've got to have a real problem. But
funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Now we begin to see what when Max Kennedy is laughing at you and JoJo Kennedy is laughing at you and Bobby Jr. is laughing at you. I mean, you got some problems. 844-500-4242. Let's take some calls here, and then we'll go back to the sound cuts with Biden and the prosecutors or former prosecutors who were acting as lawyers and in the employ of the New York Attorney General. Steve from Cambridge, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I think Cuomo is being railroaded by extreme wokeism, and I think whoever replaces him is going to be so much worse than Cuomo that you and I will find it difficult to believe.
Steve, how much worse can he? I mean, the guy has presided over massive corruption, waste, fraud, abuse. He was dealing with a clown as the mayor of New York City, and he still let him wreck the city. I mean, that's the most important thing to, as governor of New York, isn't it, to prevent the city from being destroyed?
He did what he could to prevent that, and in addition to that, at least Cuomo is not some kind of, he's not some kind of, I don't even know how to describe some of these Democratic political leaders that are, again, so woke that they hardly are human beings.
Do you think that, do you get a good indication that Andrew Cuomo is close to being a human being from this report? I mean, he's a pretty horrible human being, I would say, isn't he?
Listen, he's an old school Italian. I think there's some truth to the saying that he kisses people on the forehead, he hugs people. I mean, come on, he's a man.
You don't get, you just, I know he's a man.
I do on occasion say, ciao bella.
Scusi, babbida boopy, babbida boopy, babbida babbida.
I don't know. I have no sympathy for the guy. He's been a bully for a very long time, going back to that first race with his father against Ed Koch when he invented the homophobic slur that I'm not even going to repeat. Rhymes with Cuomo. Vote for Cuomo, not, you can get the rest of it. And I don't know. He's always been privileged, and he always thought that he was going to be the president, and everything was handed to him and his brother, Fredo. I don't know. I'd find it very difficult to mourn his passing.
Hey, paisanos!
you keep meatballs in your jacket?
And that accent too. I mean, where did that accent come from? He went to law school. His father was the governor. That's an affectation. I'm sorry. I remember one day he was having one of these press conferences, and I just talked to a mafia type guy that morning for about a half an hour about something totally unrelated. And he was sounding a lot more like somebody out of a grade B gangster movie than the mafia guy was.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to ride this rigatoni into the sky.
That's enough. That's enough. Dennis, you're next. Thanks for the call, Steve. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, I tend to give the benefit of the doubt in such matters to the accused, as I think we always should, but it's great entertainment to see one of the Cuomo brothers have the woke cultural pie that they've helped to bake smash.
Isn't it like, this is what it was like in Paris when they chopped off Robespierre's head. And when you were in Moscow and Trotsky had come after you and you just found out they beat his head in with a hammer in Mexico, it's the same thing. They're eating themselves now, Dennis.
How did you hear his excuse? My mother and father raised me to be this way.
I know. What did Matilda's still around, I believe. What did she do to deserve that? If we got that, let me see if we can find that cut about his mom and his pop blaming his family for this. That's really the one of the last refuges of a scoundrel. Let's see. We don't need it. We'll find it. But he did quote Mario. Cut 54.
My father used to say, God rest his soul, that politics is an ugly business. As usual, he was right.
He said that to me right after I invented the new rhyming slogan about his opponent, Ed Koch, the confirmed bachelor.
If that was me, I'm just saying, if that was me, they are lucky that was not me. Because if the circumstances were such as you have described them, but with me in them, that's a very different and scary outcome for those involved. If.
Cut 49.
I now understand that there are generational or cultural perspectives that, frankly, I hadn't fully appreciated. And I have learned from this.
When I tell a Goyal that she looks like Daisy Duke, sometimes they don't get it. They don't hear her get Daisy Duke.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Kenny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kenny.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
You know, I'm just thinking, I'm sitting here driving, I'm thinking to myself, if that were you or I that pulled a stunt on a female police officer or anybody else the way Cuomo has, they'd throw the key away on us. They'd say, yeah, yeah, we got you, and then lock us right up. How many times are we going to just listen to this guy apologize and say he's learned his lesson?
Well, Kenny, today he said he didn't do any of this stuff. 165 pages of allegations against him, and they're all lies. How could he get away with that? And again, getting back to the state police woman, there were witnesses for that one. There were witnesses for the other one, but that's the one I really remember. You're right. I mean, when was the? I don't care. You know how attractive a female police officer is. You know, to think about groping her, copping a feel from your own security guard? I mean, that's just so sick. I mean, I don't think Harvey Weinstein or Jeffrey Epstein ever thought to do that. It's just unbelievable, unbelievable. Summer is a time for excitement, and what's more exciting than trying something new? Well, you can with HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, I can try new dishes without the usual hassles of cooking something for the first time. With calorie-smart recipes, I don't have to sacrifice flavor for nutrition while I'm trying to beat the heat this summer. I got another email today from Patrice, who really loves something. And she tried another thing that she wanted to try. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Quinoa. Then I realized it wasn't rice, which I used to pronounce phonetically and have since learned is pronounced quinoa. Who knew? We made it for dinner last night. I didn't think I would like quinoa. I'm not that big into ancient grains. But truly, I have to give HelloFresh credit. The quinoa was really terrific, super easy to cook, and I think it is a very nice rice alternative. I especially love that it wasn't just something I had in a restaurant, a dollop of quinoa. It was something I personally actually cooked and not just heated up in the microwave.
I've had one of their quinoa dishes, too. It's very good.
Yeah, it truly has been fun and educational to get a little bit of experience with some of these ingredients I never would have thought out. Quinoa is now probably at the top of the list. Once again, with HelloFresh, I say, who'da thunk it? God, but those HelloFresh ribs were good, and their mac and cheese was the best ever. We had a couple of days of mac and cheese leftovers, and it got better every day, like mac and cheese always does. So this is I'm just reading now right from a listener who got into HelloFresh, and she's telling you this. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items every week, including dinner recipes, made-to-order, ready-to-eat salads, sandwiches, soups, desserts, and so much more. This summer, they also have everything you need to get grilling, including grilling bundles, burger packs, surf and turf packs, and more. This means less shopping and more sizzles. And with pictures, easy-to-follow directions, and pre-measured ingredients, each dish is easier to make than the last. So take Patrice's advice, go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Acting in self-defense shouldn't mean you have to kill someone. When defending my life and my family's, our survival is my number one priority. Thanks to Taser, I'm ready. Get Taser Plus keep making that mistake. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at taser.com/Howie. Taser Pulse Plus, spelled TASER.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever provide a vaccination passport in order to enter a restaurant?
No.
90%.
Not even the Chanticleer Inn. Not even to spend $31 on a smash burger. No way. By the way, the VIPs today, have you had a good time? Everybody enjoying themselves? The food was brought in today by Alma Gaucha, the prime Brazilian steakhouse, which is down in the Seaport District of the city of Boston, D Street in South Boston. And it's just an amazing, amazing spread that they bring in. They bring in a sirloin steak, ribeye steak, the best potato salad ever, cheese bread, the asparagus, the tomatoes, everything is good. And also the Brazilian soda, which is really, you guys try that, the Brazilian soda?
That soda is the perfect complement to the food they serve. It just goes so well.
And it's made, it's, you know, they used to make the American sodas with real cane sugar. And they still make this kind of, I don't know if they do all the Brazilian soda, but this soda that they serve is made with the cane sugar, and it's just really good. Really good stuff. Alma Gaucha, it's a great, great place, 617-420-4900, and we thank them for bringing in the great food. And you guys like it?
Yeah. Clap.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for coming in. 844-500-4242. Biden administration expected to announce limited targeted eviction moratorium likely to last until early October. So he said twice in the last couple of days that he didn't have the authority to do this, and now he's doing it. Who does he think he is, Barack Obama? You know, when Barack Obama said, I can't let all the illegal aliens come in and let them stay here on welfare. And he said that 20-plus times, and then he said, you know what, I'm going to let all the illegal aliens stay in here and call them dreamers and put them on welfare. And he did. And they still can't get them out. It's been declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, but they can't get rid of these leeches. It's like getting barnacles off the bottom of a ship. Need the jaws of life to pry them out of the trough, the public trough. And it's going to be hard to get all these people out, even if the Republicans take over in 2024. It's like Trump said the other night on the show, how the hell are you going to get them out of this place, out of this country? I mean, they're getting everything for free. You know, they're going to do everything they can to prevent themselves from being deported back to Guatemala. You know, they're fleeing poverty, they're fleeing crime. Most importantly, they're fleeing work. God, it just drives me crazy. 844-500-4242. NIH director forced to clarify statement. There's a standing headline, right? That parents should wear masks around unvaccinated children. He said that this morning on CNN, Francis Collins. Let me clarify the masking message that I garbled this morning.
And that at home, parents of unvaccinated kids should be thoughtful about this, and the recommendation is to wear masks there as well.
Let me just follow up on that.
I know that's uncomfortable. I know it seems weird, but it is the best way to protect your kids.
Oh, that sounded like clarification right there.
Well, he's, that was the original one.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He sounded pretty sure of what he was saying.
This is what he said after he garbled it, that what you just heard. Vaccinated parents who live in communities with high COVID transmission rates should mask when out in public indoor settings to minimize risk to their unvaccinated kids. No need to mask at home. Yeah, he garbled it. He said there was a need to mask at home. Now he's saying there's no need to mask at home. Okay, I get it. 844, we'll take a lot of calls when we come back. We ran a little long in that segment. I couldn't take any calls, but we'll do it. 844-500-4242. And we have a lot of Biden stuff to get through before.
First, if I could ask you a question about the evictions. No, thank you.
What did he say?
Why don't you come up and take a bow?
Is this really the day you want to be invited? Especially they've got that picture of him with the son of the governor of Kentucky. Did you see that? He takes off his mask and hands the dirty mask to the 11-year-old son of the governor of Kentucky. How weird is he? I'm Howie Carr. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. So when the world gets too loud, I create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people, or to stay calm with some guided meditation. And let me tell you right now, no matter your soundtrack of choice, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. Raycons start at half the price of the other premium audio brands and sound just as good. And they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. So you really can't lose. Give them a try. You'll see what I mean. Get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your Raycon order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. It's weird watching CNN today just because of the Cuomo situation. I wanted to see, and it's just like watching, Fox. I'm watching, it's like the real world, and CNN, it's like watching Bizarro World. Really, in the old Superman comics, where everything is upside down.
This is CNN.
But they did just report one thing that now de Blasio has clarified his comments from earlier today. You only need to get one shot to be allowed in a restaurant. So I want to talk about another mixed message here. So before it was, you have to get the second shot to be totally safe. So now de Blasio is just saying you just have to get the one shot, even if it's a two-shot regimen. So this isn't serious either, any more than that guy, that nitwit from the NIH, Francis Collins, saying that, parents have to wear masks in the house. Oh, I guess I was wrong. Parents don't have to wear masks in the house. Come back tomorrow morning and parents will have to wear masks in the house again. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, Howie, I don't think Andrew Cuomo is being scapegoated, but he is being sacrificed by the Democrats.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you feel any sympathy for him?
No pity in my heart.
Yeah.
But what they are trying to do is isolate away from the nursing home scandal and protect Governor Mean Girl in Michigan and the guy in Pennsylvania, which are both have that problem, the nursing home problem.
Right.
And both have to run in 2022.
Well, I think, don't you think Wolf has learned his lesson? I mean, Wolf has specifically said, there's not going to be any more lockdowns. There's not going to be any more mask mandates in Pennsylvania. I think he's somewhat chastened, just kind of like Charlie Parker, I think, is chastened.
And the DOJ, too, came out last week and said they're not going to prosecute or investigate any of these governors either. So,
right.
I mean, that's not really an issue for them anymore.
Yeah, but I don't think they want people poking around. I mean, nobody wants a report like they stuck at Cuomo today. I mean, this isn't what that report that was issued is not an indictment. It's not a complaint. It's not an affidavit. But it's killed him. He's done for. And I think they could do this. They could definitely do the same thing with Whitmer and Wolf. And they could do it with Charlie Parker too, with the Holyoke nursing home. And the multiple investigations of the Holyoke nursing home and the 76 dead veterans. Thanks for the call, Patrick. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie. Just to pick up where Patrick left off, I totally agree with him. None of us are lamenting watching Cuomo twisting in the wind right now. But by the same token, I mean, I don't know if you ever watched the show Billions, but this is right out of the Billions textbook in terms of Tish. Tish James is as political as it gets, and
right.
This is all about taking out Cuomo. I mean, so she can run for governor. And so they've decided, I think they've all made a calculated, decision that it's going to be much easier for them to carry the way next year without him, without him dragging the thing down, as opposed to him being on there and them potentially losing that seat. But I have all of us are enjoying this, but this is by no means a principled sort of a situation. I mean, Albany is just such a cesspool. And Paul Giamatti did this in Billy. I mean, she took her shot. She took her shot with him first with the nursing home thing. That obviously didn't go anywhere. And then she decided that, you know, the easier way, the easier route is obviously to go the sexual harassment thing, and none of us feel sorry for him. So,
right.
You know, but I there's nothing altruistic about any of this.
You know, the thing is though, I mean, but if you go back in time, I mean, look at the reason she's there is because the prior occupant of the office was a perv named Schneiderman, right? They got rid of him because he was a terrible person. He was beating his girlfriends. He was caught. He was making racial slurs, and so she gets in there. Now Cuomo succeeds David Paterson, who was just a sort of a weak sister governor. You know, who was the lieutenant governor. He got in because Elliot Spitzer got in a sexual scandal. He was paying for hookers, high end hookers. And you have the mayor of New York, de Blasio, he's only there because Carlos Danger, a.k.a. Anthony Weiner, was sexting underage girls in North Carolina. So all of these people have been put in their place and then destroyed by sexual scandals and misadventures. It's hard to say that, that's why I don't feel any sympathy, and I don't feel any pangs of regret that Cuomo will soon be gone, because he's just a loathsome character who's only there because there were other loathsome characters before him. All right. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of Biden cuts here from earlier this afternoon. This is Biden just generally bumbling. Cut 19.
But others have declined to step up.
All right. Let's see. And he has a tough time. There's certain words he has a tough time with. Escalation, for example. Cut 21.
Make no mistake. The escalation.
Let's just. Cut 22.
If some governors aren't willing to do the right thing to beat this pandemic, then they should allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing to be able to do it. I say to these governors, please help. But if you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way of the people who are trying to do the right thing.
So you get to make the decision who's trying to do the right thing. Okay, I understand. Because you're such a moral exemplar for all of us. 844-500-4242. Let's have this apocryphal story about the doctor who tells the guy in the hospital that it's too late. And I don't want to see something on Twitter or Instagram. I want to see an affidavit from somebody in the hospital, a sworn statement, a deposition saying that this story really happened. This is the classic urban myth. And I'm going to say that until someone comes and shows me an example that this story really occurred. Cut 24.
As they're lying in bed, many dying from COVID-19, they're asking, Doc.
Many dying.
Can I get the vaccine? The doctors have to look them in the eye and say, no, sorry, it's too late. Right now, too many people are dying, are watching a loved one dying and saying, if I just got vaccinated.
Have you ever heard anyone of the VIPs ever hear anyone say, if I just got vaccinated? No.
What good is a sworn affidavit from somebody who's dying anyway?
Don't they call it a deathbed declaration? I think that's what they call it in a criminal trial. Who shot you? And if you say the right thing, you know? Although one of the guys, Brian Halloran, he got the wrong guy. He didn't say Whitey shot him because Whitey was wearing an Afro wig and he thought it was a guy named Jimmy Flynn. Who shot you? Who shot you, Brian? And Jimmy Flynn. No, Brian, you got it wrong, as we found out later. Okay, so this is Peter Ducey with Biden today. Cut 31.
I have a question about something that you just said.
I'm sure you do.
I'm sure you do. So here's the question. Cut 32.
What is the thinking behind letting untested and unvaccinated migrants cross the southern border into U.S. cities in record numbers?
There is what we're doing. We have not withdrawn the order that is sometimes critical or criticized. saying that unvaccinated people should be go back across the border.
Should be go back.
But unaccompanied children is a different story, because there's that's the most humane thing to do is to test them and to treat them and not send them back alone.
But you're not treating them. You're just letting them go. And, you know, you haven't repealed this Section 42, but you're not enforcing it. If you tested positive, they would keep you in Mexico under Trump. Now you're just allowed to go in and, you know, wherever you want to go, wherever you've studied and where find the welfare benefits are highest. That's where they're letting them go. Janet, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Janet.
Hi, Howie. I think it's interesting that they're throwing Cuomo under the bus now. He did what they wanted to do in terms of the nursing homes, and either he's outlived his usefulness or he's vulnerable, so they're just, you know, they're not defending him, and they're covering it, I guess, in the media. So.
Yeah, didn't John Ford, the great director from Portland, Maine, do a movie during World War II called They Were Expendable? I think I would suggest that that Governor Cuomo watch that tonight in one of his last nights in the governor's mansion, because he has become expendable. You're right about that. 844-500-4242. By the way, Letitia James said that they're still looking into Cuomo's book deal. You know, he got paid $5.1 million for that book, an advance on a book that sold 46,000 copies. So the publishing company lost millions and millions of dollars on that book. I don't think it's going to be coming out in paperback either. Cut 32.
The investigation with respect to the book and whether or not public resources were utilized is ongoing, and it's separate and apart from this investigation.
Yeah, it's separate and apart from this investigation. Let's see. Okay, this is a June Kim. Now, he's the U.S. Former U.S. attorney, and they interviewed Cuomo in the middle of last month, just like less than 3 weeks ago, I think, for 11 hours. And they had a video camera running. I'd love to see some of that. I don't want to have to log it, but I'd like to see the greatest hits from it. And he apparently got really angry at this guy, June Kim. And so this is June Kim talking about some of the things that Cuomo told him during those 11 hours. Cut 25.
One senior staffer testified that at a work event, she sat on the governor's lap. Another staffer said she recalled kissing the governor on the lips. The governor testified that those things may have happened with senior staffers.
Senior staffers. How about the juniors? What was he doing with the junior staffers, if that's what he was doing with the senior staffers? Cut 26.
One complainant described her interactions with the governor by saying they were, quote, strange and uncomfortable. But it was like the Twilight Zone. The typical rules did not apply. You should just view it as a compliment if the governor finds you aesthetically pleasing enough.
Aesthetically pleasing. That's one way to put it, I guess. We'll take some more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
On occasion, I do slip and say sweetheart or darling or honey.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be.
Can I grab your butt, state trooper? You're very attractive to me. It's not calling people sweetheart that's the problem, okay? Somewhere Kerry Kennedy, formerly Kerry Kennedy Cuomo, is going, see? See? Do you see why I took up with that polo player?
How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing fine.
You think he could have gotten further with these women if he'd known some good country lyrics like, "If fingerprints showed up on skin, wonder whose I'd find on you." I don't know. I don't think that would work that well. At least he's not singing the songs of his in-laws, the Kennedys. "What made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me." Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah. A couple of things, Howie. Just sneaking by your screener there, wanted to compliment you on that article with Kennedy and his two priest buddies.
Oh, thank you.
Calling him the swimmer was the highlight of the whole article. Had my brother and I, longtime fans in stitches. We're adopting it. But
thank you.
The only other question for you, Howie, is you know, when Joe Biden tells a story about someone on their deathbed and the doctor who said he was too late for the vaccination, I mean, how could you possibly question the veracity of a Joe Biden story?
I know. Well, I think where that story came from is there was a woman in Arkansas or someplace, a female doctor who decided to put that out on Twitter or Instagram somewhere on social media that she'd run into this guy. And so I guess a reporter called, you know, checked the statistics, and there was nobody who died of COVID in that county or that hospital. And it was all BS. It was made up. And so then now they've come up with one. I saw it last night on the New York Post website. There's a 39-year-old guy in Vegas, and he was on vacation, and he didn't want to take the vaccine, and then he got sick and he died. But you know what they didn't mention in the story, but you could easily tell from the photographs with the story, is the guy was over 100 pounds overweight. I mean, everybody knows who's been paying attention that very few people who aren't way, way overweight or very sick or very old are dying. But they make it sound like this guy was just like struck down like a bolt of lightning out of a clear blue sky hit him and killed him. And it that's just not the way it was. And that Joe Biden story is identical to the earlier one I told you about from the doctor, which was totally fabricated. She was just trying to get in on the panic porn. I don't know if she wanted to go to work for Rochelle Walensky or what. Thanks for the call, Ed. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, Howie, you're leaving a name out of this rogues gallery of New York governors, Elliot Spitzer.
No, I mentioned him. Client number 9.
Oh, no, yeah. I didn't hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was the one he was they thought it was a mob money laundering case. And cuz he was always going for $9,000 cash, cuz you have to report any cash transaction of over $10,000 to, I think, the Securities and Exchange Commission. And it turned out he was just getting cash out to pay these high-end hookers. And there was another guy, I mean, there have been all kinds of scandals involving New York politicians. Going back a ways, there was a guy named Richmond. He was a white congressman from Brooklyn with a predominantly black district, and he was going after the young black boys. He was a sick guy, too. There are so many of these people have been just horrible, horrible people. And they're all Democrats. I mean, not to say the Republicans haven't gone to prison, but they've all been just for just general run of the mill stealing money, at least in New York. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, "Howie, I can truthfully say that Cuomo never groped me when I was in uniform." That's for the same reason that I didn't get groped when I was in a young man in the Catholic Church. I wasn't good looking enough, and you weren't good looking enough either, Officer Mark. I'm Howie Carr.